جیے جا
سوال کیے جا.
Alright, let's try that again. جیے جا
سوال کیے جا.
Alright, welcome to our show. This is your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show. The Safari Quiz Show is brought to you by Safari Kid, an amazing preschool and after school program with so many locations in the Bay Area, I've lost count. So if you want to find out, safarikidusa.com is the place to go, safarikidusa.com. If you have a child in preschool or of preschool age, or if you have a child who wants to participate in an after-school program, then do check out safarikidusa.com and go to their contact button and you'll find all the locations there. You're sure to find a location really close to you because they have a bunch in the Bay Area and internationally as well. All right, how about the quiz show? Our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. If you're a regular listener of the show, if you're just tuning in, if you like the show, please do go and like us on Facebook. Your likes on Facebook, your comments on Facebook are what make the show keep going on. So we would like to have everyone like the show. So if you like the show, tell your friends, they should listen to the show as well. Safari Quiz Show. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to write to if you want to participate on the show or if you want to give us feedback on the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Quick note before we begin, the Safari Kid Warm Springs program now offers a customized part-time accelerated learning program for 2 to 5 year olds. The program combines interactive tools and hands-on learning for all-round development. They teach math, reading, writing, in addition to social, creative, emotional, and physical skills. The unique thing about Safari Kid is that it's called Safari Kid for a reason, not Safari Kids, because they believe in an individualized approach to learning and want to make sure that each child learns at his or her own pace. To check out this accelerated learning program in the Warm Springs Center, call 510-573-1070. 510-573-1070. Of course, we also have our musical showcase. I'm still looking for parents to send me the recordings of their child's musical performance, whether it's a vocal or an instrumental. Doesn't have to be any particular genre. Can be anything that the child likes to do with music. We like to feature them on the show, talk about the child and his or her performance. So if you have a YouTube link or an MP3 or a WAV file that you have of your child's musical performance, please do send it to us. Again, that's to safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, we have 3 wonderful kids in the studio today and they are waiting to get started. So let's before we meet them, I just want to mention the rules one more time because we have 2 new kids on the show today. So let me tell them and tell you guys listening as well what the rules are. We have 3 categories of 10 questions each. Everybody has a buzzer. The first person who buzzes in gets to answer the question first. They get 10 points if they're right, -5 if they're wrong. If they're wrong, the question just passes. Nobody else buzzes. It just passes in an anti-clockwise direction around the studio. Got it? So it'll just pass, and then if you get a passed question, you can choose to say pass if you don't know the answer, or you can answer the question. If you get it right, you get 5 points. If you get it wrong, you get -5 points. Got it? Simple. We've done a little bit of practice before, but today's questions, I found that the kids here are super, super, super bright, so they are going to have no trouble at all with our questions today. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Nilay. Did I get that right?
Yes.
So, Nilay, tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade you're going to, what school you're going to, what you like to do for fun.
I like to play football with my dad for fun. And I am in second grade.
What's the name of your school?
My school name is Bunker.
Bunker Elementary?
Yes.
Where is Bunker Elementary found? Which city is it in?
I think.
Newark, Bunker Elementary?
Yeah.
And when you say football, do you mean American football or soccer?
American football.
Cool. Are you good at throwing the ball?
Yeah.
I always found it really difficult. It's such an odd shape.
It hurts.
It hurts, yeah. And your hands are better getting really tough, huh? Or do you wear gloves?
I don't wear gloves.
You don't wear gloves. Nilay, welcome to the show. So glad to have you. Our next contestant is a returning contestant. Welcome back, Madhav.
Hi, my name is Madhav.
And what school do you go to?
I go to Briar Elementary in Fremont.
Briar Elementary? Okay. You have to speak a little bit closer. I can barely hear your voice. Yeah.
Oh, and my hobbies are that I like to play baseball, cricket, soccer, and basketball.
You have a group of friends in your neighborhood you play with?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. So summer has been just staying out and having fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've gone to the beach, you told me. You went to Half Moon Beach?
Yeah.
Did you see any whales?
No.
Ah, what did you see?
I saw...
jellyfish?
Nothing.
No? Do you have a dog or something?
No.
No, just went with your family and friends?
Yeah.
What fun. The beach is the perfect place to spend your summer, right? Well, welcome to the show, Madhav. Let's meet our last contestant. His sister, he tells me, was on the show last week, Siona. This is Nilesh. Did I get that right?
Yes.
So, Nilesh, tell me about yourself.
So, I like to play soccer. The school I go to is Bunker.
Oh, your friends. Mm-hmm. Nile and Nilesh are friends. All right. Classmates?
No.
Last year, yes.
Last year, yes. This year, you don't know yet. When is school starting?
August.
Who cares, right? It's summer. We're going to have fun. Exactly. All right. Welcome to the show, Nilesh. So we have Nile and Nilesh. So apologies already if I make a mistake between your two names, but I'll try not to. You guys have been practicing for a while, getting ready to start. Our first category is second grade science. Ooh, is it a favorite topic? Is it like not a favorite topic?
Not a favorite topic.
Oh, no. But I think you're going to have fun with this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do a little buzzer check. Nile, can I have your buzzer, please? Mm-hmm. Madhav and Nilesh. Got it. So the best way to hold it is in the palm of your hand and use your thumb to press the buzzer. Because remember, you are, unlike school, you don't raise your hand or blurt out the answer. You press the buzzer if you think you know it. Okay? All right. Here's our first question in our category, second grade science. How many legs do arachnids like spiders have?
Eight.
This was eight, Madhav. Yes, 10 points to Madhav. Okay, listen to this question fully. First, there is the egg and then the caterpillar, then the butterfly lays the eggs. What is this process called?
Life cycle.
Excellent, Madhav. That is 10 points. All right, question number three. What is an animal that eats other animals called?
Predator.
Yep, that is correct. Boys, Nile. I know Madhav is at an advantage because he's in third grade while you guys are in second grade, but I bet you can jump in before he does. Okay, don't hesitate. Okay, I also want to give you a little clue. Not a little clue, but a little tip. Once you press the buzzer, you have 5 seconds to think of the answer. So don't hesitate to buzz, then think. Got it? All right.
Got it.
Question number four. In what shape does sound move through the air? In what shape does sound move through the air?
Waves.
Waves is right. That was Madhav again. Good job. Okay. Question number five. Everybody should know this answer. If I boil water for a while, what will happen to the amount of water in the pot?
It will decrease.
It will decrease. Oh my gosh. Madhav is just... zooming through this. Okay, question number six. Why do people put salt on icy roads?
So the ice can melt.
So the ice can melt. Salt melts ice. Did you know the answer, Nile? No? Okay. Question number seven. When you see the words DR dot in front of a person's name, what does that mean?
Doctor.
Doctor, yep. Oh, clean sweep so far. Okay, question number eight. If I say the time is 20 minutes before 10, what time is it?
9:40.
See, you could have buzzed that, right? Boys, Nile and Nilesh, buzz first, think later. Okay, question number 9. Just I want one of your other boys to buzz, okay? Name 2 3-dimensional shapes. Name 2 3-dimensional shapes.
A cylinder and a sphere.
Perfect. 10 points. Excellent, Nile. Well done. All right. Question number 10. Which organ in the body helps to pump blood?
Heart.
Heart is right. Very good. Well, we know who won that round, but we have 2 more rounds with 10 more questions, and now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550 is our studio number. 510-770-1550. All right. Here's our listener question in the category, second grade science. Name 2 mammals that live in the water. Name two mammals. No, no buzzing in. It's now for our listeners, not for our kids in the studio. Name two mammals that live in the water. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Vivian from San Francisco, and I think the answer is whales and dolphins.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is whale and dolphin.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu. The answer is whale and dolphin.
Anshu?
Yeah.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and my answers are whale and platypus.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is dolphins and whales.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is manatee and dolphin.
Thank you, Stuti, for the nice new name. Hi, you're on the air.
Whale.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is whale and otter.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is whales and dolphins.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Manreet, and I think the answer is platypus and whales.
Thank you, Manreet. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is whales and dolphins.
Thank you, Ayman. Ayman was the last caller. If you are a new caller listening to the show for the first time, just remember that we only take 10 callers per question. I'm sure there are a lot of you who are still waiting to call in. If you've missed an opportunity, you can always call back for the second question at the end of our second round or the third question at the end of the third round. But the best way to ensure a prize is to be here participating in the studio. And if you want to do that, just write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and put in the word participate in the subject line of the email. And Miss Anu, who is our producer, will get back to you and connect you with two other kids your age and make sure that you guys can participate on the show as soon as possible. All right, it's time for us to take our break. We'll come back after a short break. Jiye Ja. Sawal Kiye
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja. Nicely done. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Nilay, Madhav and Nilesh. And they have been playing our first category, which was second grade science. Just before we went on break, our question was, for the listeners, name two mammals that live in water. We got some very interesting answers, including whales, dolphins, platypuses, otters, and manatees. Wonderful to see how many mammals live in water. So from all the correct answers, it was Nilesh's turn to pick a winner. Nilesh, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Tejas.
Well done. Tejas, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention question number 1, August 1st, 2015. In the body, the question, the answer, your name and contact information. Got that? All right. So, before we take a look at the points in the studio, just want to mention that definitely Madhav had an advantage here because he has finished second grade while the others are going to second grade. My pointer to both the kids were, next time, once we give out the categories, which we do a couple of days before the show, if one of the categories is too difficult, just let me know that it's too difficult and I will change it. All right? But it's still anybody's game because we have two more categories with 20 more questions. This time, Nilay got 10 points and Madhav got 90 points. And Nilesh still has to open his account. But that's okay. We're going to get started with our next category, which is find the adjectives in the sentence. In the break, we made sure everybody knows what an adjective is. An adjective, for those of you at home who still haven't got to it in school yet, is a word that describes a noun. A word that describes a noun. Yes, awesome. So some of these sentences going forward are going to have one adjective. Some of them may have two. In which case, I need all of them. Got it? All right, let's do a quick buzzer check. Nilay, Madhav, and Nilesh. Awesome. Are you guys ready? Let's play. The first one. And remember, the youngsters, you can buzz in first, talk later, think later, okay? Find the adjectives in this sentence. Number 1, the dog was cute and cuddly. Cute and cuddly. Excellent. 10 points. Well done. That was Nilesh. Question number 2. We used ripe bananas to make the delicious cake.
Ripe?
Mm-hmm. That's you, Madhav.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, that was not correct. Moving on to Nilesh.
Pass. Bananas?
No. The 5 points minus 5. We used ripe bananas to make the delicious cake. The adjectives are ripe and delicious. You forgot the delicious, Madhav.
Oh.
Okay, remember, we're describing the bananas. The bananas are ripe. The cake is delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Describing.
Yes.
All right. Question number 3. I think by the end of this round, they will be absolutely pakka in adjectives. The fast car won the race.
Fast.
Fast is right. Buzz faster, boys. 10 points to Madhav. Yeah.
I was just going
to
say
yeah. Yeah, just buzz
yeah,
faster.
I was gonna buzz it.
Yeah, all right. Question number 4. She played the grand piano beautifully.
Beautifully?
Nope, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Madhav.
Grand and beautifully?
Nope, that is not correct. Question passes to Nilesh.
Pass.
The answer is grand. So, this was a tricky thing. The beautifully is an adverb. The beautiful.
Word.
It's an adverb. It's a word that describes...
Because it's an action.
It describes the action. Correct. It describes the action. So, the beautifully was for the playing. The grand is for the piano. So, the playing is a verb. The piano is a noun. So, grand is the only adjective in the sentence. Okay. Question number 5. The homework in science was very difficult.
Difficult?
Difficult. Excellent. You got it. Okay, question number 6. Playing on the cold day without a jacket made me sneeze uncontrollably. Playing on the cold day without a jacket made me sneeze uncontrollably.
Cold?
Cold. You got it. Well done. Okay, question number 7. My elderly uncle lives in Delhi. My elderly uncle lives in Delhi. Uncle is a noun. So minus 5 for Nilesh. Question passes to Nile.
Pass.
Elderly. Describing the uncle, remember?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. Remember, the adjective is a word that describes a noun. Yes. Okay. Question number 8. Explorers came to America from foreign lands. Explorers came... Explorers is a noun. It's actually a thing. So question passes to Nile.
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Pass.
Foreign. Explorers came to America from foreign lands. It's describing the land. Remember, as soon as you find... Foreign lands. Yes. Okay, question number 9. Her mother is an amazing cook.
Amazing.
Good job. 10 points. Okay, question number 10. The adorable toddler smiled at her old grandmother.
Oh, adorable?
Nope. Our question passes to Nilesh.
Pass.
Yeah, you don't have to buzz. No, toddler is a noun. The answer is the adorable, adorable and old. Adorable describes the toddler. Old describes the grandmother. Got it? All right, so that was the last question in our Find the Adjectives one. Let's go to our listener question now. Obviously, I'm not going to ask you about an adjective. I'm actually going to ask you a riddle. And this answer, again, it can have multiple answers, and I'll accept all the creative ones that make sense. So our call-in number is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Here's our listener question. What is the longest word in the English language? What is the longest word in the English language? Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Nope. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is smile.
Why is that, Rahul?
It has the word miles in it.
Okay, thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
So, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is language.
Language, why is that?
Because the is shorter than language and English is shorter than language.
What is the longest word in the phrase the English language? Well, that's a pretty creative answer. Awesome, Pooja. Well done. Hi, you're on the air.
What?
Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Lippy and the answer is Smile.
Smile. Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is language.
Why, same reason as Pooja?
Same reason as Pooja.
That's an interesting one. Go on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is smile.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is language.
Language, awesome. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is smile.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is smile because there's a mile in between them.
The first and the last letters. Yes, thank you, Nikhil. Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ronald, and I think the answer is Año Mono de Mexico is Lico Volcano Unosis.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a really long word. Thank you, Ronav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Excuse me, could you please repeat the riddle again?
Yes, the riddle is, what is the longest word in the English language?
Longest word in the English language?
And you're the last caller, so you have 5 seconds to tell me your answer.
The longest word in the English language is a riddle.
Okay, let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Siddhant, and the longest word is language.
Is language. All right. Thank you, Siddhant. Siddhant was the last caller for our second listener question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won our second listener question as well as how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Jiye Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're just done with our second category and moving on to our third. But before that, we have to take a look at the listener question from our second category, which was a riddle. What is the longest word in the English language? The traditional answer is smiles, because there's a mile between the first and the last letter of the word. Well, we also got another creative one, which is language, which could be interpreted as the question being, what is the longest word in the phrase the English language? And language is bigger, is longer than English and the in that phrase. That's a pretty creative answer. Another answer that I've seen is post office, because it has so many letters. Get it?
Yeah,
bad joke. All right, from all our correct answers, it was Madhav's turn to pick a winner. Madhav, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of our second listener question is Siddhant.
Siddhant. Well, beginner's luck. We see it very often. Well, Siddhant, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, say question 2, August 1st, 2015, and in the body, put in the question, answer, your name and contact information. Miss Anu has been complaining to me that you guys are very slow about writing to her, and she sometimes will miss giving out a prize because she hasn't heard from you at the right time. So for all of you who win our listener prizes today, please do send us an email right away. Send us an email today. All right, let's see scores in the studio. This time, Nile has 15 points, Madhav has 95, and Chotu, Nilesh got some points and then lost them by guessing, which we always say good job for, because the whole point of coming here is taking chances and having fun. It's not about hoarding points. So good job, Nilesh, too. And now we're going to move on to our last category for today, which is name the sport from the description. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's see the buzzers. Nile, Madhav, and Nilesh. Awesome. Everybody's buzzers are working. Here's our first question in our category, name the sport from the description. First one. A team sport played on a rectangular field with goal posts at each end.
Football.
Very good. 10 points. Question number two. Well, I want to finish out the question so that we know that we'll pause. Each team attempts to... No, this is the question. This is still question number one. No buzzing. Each team attempts to advance an oval ball down the field into the end zone by running or passing it. All right. So now let's move on to question number two. It's the world's most popular sport played between two teams of 11 players with a spherical ball.
Soccer.
Nilesh, well done. Good job. All right, question number three. An indoor game with rackets in which a shuttlecock is hit back and forth.
Badminton,
Madhav. Good job. Question number four. A player rolls a ball onto a wooden or synthetic lane to knock down pins.
Bowling.
You can see who the sportsman in this group is. Good job, Nilesh. All right, question number five. This game involves two teams with 11 players on each side. The captain who wins the toss decides whether his team...
Cricket.
Bats or bowls first. Well done. Guess. Take a chance. All right. Question number six. A game played on a rectangular court by two players or two pairs of players equipped with...
Tennis.
Yeah. Well done.
Or one.
All right. Question number seven. A game played by two teams of usually five players each on a rectangular...
Basketball.
So you notice, Nilesh and Nilay, that you can actually buzz in at the middle of a question also. Don't have to wait for me to finish. Question number eight. A game in which clubs with wooden or metal heads are used to hit a small...
Golf.
Good job. It was a number of holes, usually 9 or 18. All right, question number 9. A game played between two teams of 6 skaters each, the object being to score...
Hockey
is right. Ice hockey, to be very specific. Yes. And last question. A game of ball between two 9-player teams, usually played for 9 innings on a field that has...
Baseball.
Excellent. That was the last question. Everybody did really well on this round.
When you said innings, I knew it was baseball.
Yep, you were right. And here we come. We're done with our questions for our contestants. And now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. And here's your listener question, listeners. A sport in which two opponents struggle hand to hand in order to press or pin each other's shoulders to the mat or ground. A sport in which two opponents struggle hand to hand in order to pin or press each other's shoulders to the mat or ground. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello,
go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshul and the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Anshul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy and the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rajesh Vanakkam and I love you so much.
Thank you very much. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil Gupta and the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Rona and I think the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Rona. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arin from San Francisco, and I think the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is wrestling.
Thank you, Tejas. Tejas was the last caller for our last question of the day. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won in the studio as well as who won our last listener question. And if you're still waiting to call in, remember, you can always participate on the show. Send us an email at safariquizshow@gmail.com with the subject line participation. Jai Jai. sawal jiye ja. Loudly, loudly. Jiye ja.
Sawal. Safari quiz show.
Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari quiz show. If you're just tuning in, you have missed the show. Tune in to next week at 11 a.m. again. But right now, it's time for all our winners. First of all, let's look at our third and final listener question. The answer was indeed wrestling. And from all the correct answers, it was Nilay's turn to pick a winner. Nilay, who is the winner of our third listener question?
It is Rona.
Rona. All right, Rona, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. You are going to be writing question number 3, August 1st, 2015, in the subject line of the email. The question, answer, and your name and contact information in the body of the email. Now, let's look at our points in the studio. Nilay and Nilesh, while having a slight disadvantage to Madhav because they are a whole year younger, really did well in the sports round. So, let's take a look at their points. Nilay, how many points do you have?
25.
25. Madhav?
145.
145. And Nilesh? Whoops.
40.
40 points. Good job, youngsters. Everybody did really well on the show today. Today's winner is Madhav. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done. And that's all we have time for the show today. The show was brought to you by Safari Kid, with the help of Anu and Michael. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
तेरी खुदगर्जी ना धूप चुने ना छाओ कैसी तेरी खुदगर्जी किसी ठोर टिके ना पाओ कैसी तेरी खुदगर्जी ना धूप चुने ना छाओ कैसी तेरी खुदगर्जी किसी ठोर टिके ना पाओ मस्त मौला मस्त कलंदर परिचाया
Hey.